Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood, and I'm with my colleague, Coach Cheryl Thacker, and we're here at Tap Into Your Body Confidence, doing it your way. And before we start, Cheryl, let everybody know what you're up to and how they can connect with you.
Yeah, well, hello, and I'm so glad to be here, Stephanie, with you. I actually help coaches to build their business and with the mindset piece as well as kind of a full balanced life so that they can have the best business and the best life that they want and they envision for themselves. And I actually do that through several different ways, through a group coaching program that I run, which is called the Coaching Biz Accelerator, as well as my one-on-one coaching. My website is successfulcoaches.com. I can be reached on any of the social media platforms under Coach Cheryl Thacker. So lots of different ways to get a hold of me, and definitely would love to get people to reach out to me, connect with me on Facebook or LinkedIn or Instagram or on my website.
Cheryl, just one thing. Can you spell your first name and your last name, please?
Sure. It's Cheryl, Cheryl, and then Thacker, Thacker.
Okay, they're going to connect with you. Hold
awesome.
On. And you could reach me. This is Coach Stephanie Wood. My website is BodyAwe, BodyAwe.com, all like an awesome. And I really enjoy, as well as Cheryl, I enjoy welcoming women entrepreneurs who want to feel confident with different skills and techniques to better have their business grow and thrive. And I also, as a bonus, I connect my body knowledge system, which you can see on my Body Law site, to help you with any confidence or self-esteem issues that you might have growing your business. So with that said, Cheryl, I had shared with you one of our audience members is having a challenge around not letting her business take over her life. Where would you start with her on that one?
Well, first, understand that we all run into that problem. I think it's the first thing that we noticed is that, you know, things are getting out of control, and the business can overtake our personal time, our family time, and we can wind up just working, you know, anytime we're awake. And so the first thing is really creating some balance in your life, and it requires creating boundaries. But I think the first, without getting like detailed into boundaries, I think the first step that I usually talk about is really looking at your schedule and doing something sounds very simple, but looking at your schedule and saying, these are the hours I'm going to work on or in my business. And this is my personal time. This is my family time. This is my errand time, or, you know, whatever the categories it is that you create for yourself, and really putting it on that schedule and giving it a start and an end time. Now, will you 100% follow this in the beginning? No, or most likely not. But it gives you a framework. It gives you something to really focus in on and say, this is my business time. This is the only time I can work on my business. This is my personal time. Nobody's going to interfere with my personal time. Or this is my family time. And these are the things that I have to do for my family, that I want to do for my family. And then also your self-care time should be in there as well. That self-care routine, whether that's taking a walk, whether that's making sure you get up and eat a lunch, get up and eat a dinner, you know, whatever that is for you. But really just looking at that weekly schedule and putting those pieces into place, like saying, you know, come up with 5 categories and just put the color code them if you're a color coding person, and just put that timing out there and determine what your office hours are and what your personal time is.
Well, I would piggyback on that, Cheryl, in that I'll just use myself as an example here. I love doing stuff in my business. It's like one of my children, you know. Mm-hmm. I care for her. I cater to her. Oh, she wants more time with me. Well, I give her more time. all that comes into play, but I also would like to add the word lifestyle. So whatever turns you on. I mean, for me, I take a walk in the mornings. I do not look at my email until, well, I do. I can fib about that, Cheryl. I do. I get off track, but I try not to look at it until I come back from my walk. And then my client hours are between 12 noon Eastern and 5 o'clock. Now, of course, if there's an emergency, but again, Cheryl, don't you find it so empowering that you can make your own schedule? That's what being an entrepreneur is.
Absolutely. I think it's so important. And we can play to our strengths in that schedule as well. And that was kind of the second piece is, you know, once you determine when you want to work, when you want, you know, your family time, your self-care, also look at your strengths as far as, like, for me, I can't write on Mondays. Like, if I have to do blogs, you know, Monday's not going to be a good
what
day for
I
that.
What if I call you up and ask you to write something on Monday, Cheryl? What are you going to do?
I might ask you to wait till Tuesday.
Okay, there you go. It's as simple as that.
Right? You know, it's that's the kind of the boundary piece. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like when you're looking at, you know, the things that turn you on, that light you up, you know, I like to write now. I didn't a long time ago, but I don't like to write on Mondays and really on Fridays either. I feel like Fridays I'm already mm-hmm. halfway out the door. So I just put on my schedule that Wednesday mornings are my writing time. So from, you know, 10 to 12 or 10 to 1, that's when I'm writing my blogs, my content, whatever. So you can, you know, being your own boss, you can determine those things for yourself.
Oh my goodness. There you hit it on the nail.
Yeah.
I can be my own boss.
Yep.
And take that on, own it. I mean,
absolutely.
It sounds like you love your days. I love my days. I mean, yes, there are emergencies here and there with family or business, and we take mm-hmm. care of it. But that owning it.
Yeah.
You can't. You know, I would just like, before we sign off, Cheryl, if there was a message you would like to tell our audience to practice with, what would you tell them?
I mean, in regards to making sure that your business doesn't overtake you, I mean, just kind of, again, I'm more on the practical side of it. Time blocking has been a lifesaver for me. And I think that if you can look at time blocking, if you can look at maybe the Pomodoro technique, that would be a suggestion and a takeaway, I think, that would be helpful to people. You don't have to follow the Pomodoro technique, obviously. To the letter,
and
but
Cheryl,
can...
just to pause you here, can you just spell that for our audience? Because it sounds like they might not be familiar with this.
Yeah, it's Pomodora, Pomodoro technique. Mm-hmm. And it's just a time blocking technique. And you can use, again, you can use any kind of time blocking technique if you find them, but the Pomodoro one's pretty popular.
And tell people again how they connect with you.
My website is successfulcoaches.com or Coach Cheryl Thacker on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook.
You've covered all the bases.
Mm-hmm.
And the one message that I would entice our audience to practice is just listen to yourself. You know what's good for you and your family and your business. And that I would encourage you to practice. And you can reach me at bodyawe, bodyawe.com. Check out my body knowledge system, and there's some freebie ebooks on the site. And Cheryl, I'll see you on the next wave.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.